Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The governor's announcement yesterday, Monday, that testing would be eased for schools in the orange zone to help them reopen. How does that affect your attempt to reopen moving forward?
To be honest with you, it doesn't have much of an impact on St. Joe's. We scrambled over the last 2 weeks, and our leadership team and our COVID response team was able to put in place a plan to test 100% of our students, faculty, and staff. And so today, on Tuesday afternoon, we are in day two of our three-day testing clinic here at St. Joe's, where we are in fact testing 100% of our students, faculty, and staff. We'll be wrapping up our testing clinic on Wednesday and reopening the building on Thursday. So while I appreciate the loosening of the testing mandate, and it will help St. Joe's moving forward be able to continue the testing process and put a plan in place that is not very disruptive to the educational process, it's really not impacting our plans to open for Thursday.
The Erie County Health Department sent out a letter saying to schools that the health department will provide its use of its limited service lab license to schools within schools in the microcluster zone for testing and helping schools that way. How will that help moving forward in continued testing after St. Joe's reopens on Thursday?
Again, that doesn't have a tremendous effect on St. Joe's. We, several weeks ago, were able to partner with an outside organization that partnership enables us to operate as a limited service lab here on campus. And, looking ahead, I don't anticipate, I think that we're really comfortable with our partnership and with what we're able to do in the realm of testing right now without the county's intervention. I think for many schools, it's been frustrating the last 2+ weeks, not really having the assistance of the county with the testing mandate when we know that there are other counties in which schools are greatly assisted with the testing mandate. We were sort of left on our own and either had to apply for limited service lab licenses or had to find a partnership, which is what St. Joe's did. I think for the schools that are really going to benefit from today's announcement from Dr. Bernstein are the schools that have not made any progress either in terms of applying for their own license or partnering with an organization and using an outside organization's license.
Who is part of your partnership with the St. Joe's for the testing this week?
Our partnership is with Visiting Nursing Association under the umbrella of Kaleida Health. And they've been an excellent partner to have, and we're really grateful for their support. And one of our alumni, Jody LeMayo, is the CEO of Kaleida, obviously, and he was a tremendous help in securing this partnership for St. Joe's and seeing to it that we could test our students so that we can reopen to in-person instruction.
Chris, how many students, faculty, and staff did you have to test at St. Joe's?
So that's a little unclear because our families have the option of testing and returning to in-person instruction or choosing to remain in our distance learning program. And so those numbers are still becoming clear as the week goes on. But we anticipate testing approximately 500 students as well as close to 100 faculty and staff. And then we anticipate having approximately 100 students on our continue with our distance learning program before the month of November, before sort of the surging numbers here in Western New York. We had about 35 students, including all of our Canadian students who were stuck across the border on the distance learning list. But that number has risen because, as you can imagine, there are families who are uncomfortable sending students to school in an orange or a red zone. But we're going to be about between 75 and 80% of our students testing and returning to the school building on Thursday.
How encouraging is it that you will be able to have the school open on Thursday?
We're thrilled. And while our distance learning program, I think, is fabulous, and we've been getting rave reviews from our parents, and the students are certainly working hard when they're at home, there is nothing like in-person education, in-person instruction. We have prioritized that since the summer. We've committed to our parents that if and when it's possible to have our building open for instruction, we're going to do what it takes to make that happen. And we did send a survey out to our parents close to 2 weeks ago now to kind of take the temperature of the community. Would they want to reopen in an orange or a red zone? And approximately 75% of our families indicated that yes, they did want to see St. Joe's reopened in an orange or red zone, even with what was at the time the testing mandate, which was 100% of students being tested before they returned and 25% tested weekly after that. So I think that our number may actually increase a little bit now that word of the new testing mandate of 20% monthly starts to get out to the community. I think we may have some students who had elected to stay with distance learning between now and the holidays possibly return, knowing that one round of testing will cover them for the whole month of December. The last thing that I'll add is that we couldn't run the testing clinic that we're running yesterday, today, and tomorrow without the tremendous support of our families, in particular a lot of moms and dads who are in the medical field. We have doctors, we have nurses, we have town medics who are coming in to actually do the testing for us. And we're overwhelmed with the support from our families. We've had approximately 20 volunteers in every shift that we've had on the calendar, and we're just overwhelmed by the support of our families. And I think that says a lot about where families' minds are in terms of getting kids back in school in person.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.